Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, movie ads were graphic and often sensational. This one featured a snarling wolf surrounded by a border of swastikas. The wolf, a drama of vigorous motives. The wolf is the symbol of bestial carnality, portrayed by Robert McKinn in the guise of a man. In the land of the Northwest, where mighty nature dominates, where men are as primitive and vigorous as their environment, can a man ever hide a great sin against maidenly virtue, even in the trackless forest? Some ads were mysterious. At the Imperial Monday and Tuesday evenings, Harry Carey in Hellbent, Jack Ford's defiantly original feature production, Crashing to Earth, the 15th episode of the Elmo the Mighty series. At the Rialto, Auction of Souls, the astounding story of a beautiful Armenian girl. The drawing shows a man in a fez holding a woman in front of two crucifixes. This ad was printed large and in all text. $1,000 reward. The above sum will be paid by Houdini to any person who can prove that the hair-raising airplane chase, collision, and crash to Earth, as shown in The Grim Game, did not actually occur. The stirring climax shows the hero racing through the sky in pursuit of another plane, which has kidnapped a girl he intends to rescue. He overtakes his foe, rises above him, leaps into space, and dangling on a rope, attempts to board the enemy machine. But just as he nears the cockpit, there's an accident. The airplanes clash, locked together, plunging with their occupants 3,000 feet to Earth, and the cameraman in another plane captures it all. A real accident reported by the Associated Press, a breath-snatching thrill that will never be duplicated. This is but only one of the amazing scenes of daredevil adventure in The Grim Game, playing now with Professor Mannix's orchestra. In another exotic offering, coming soon, H.B. Warner, distinguished and polished actor of stage and screen in The Man Who Turned White. The spectacular drama of a Sahara desert and the Arabian hamlet of Mazab, with Warner in the role of a cashiered officer of the Foreign Legion and the merciless leader of a band of outlaws. Starting Sunday at the Ausonia. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.